Hello, it's your girl Joan, and it's time for a virtual story. The title of today's story is The Fish in My Soup, and today's episode is titled In the Beginning. So get your buddies, your friends, your boo bae, and everyone, let's gather here and listen. Let's get right to it. I entered my room exhausted from a long journey. What would you expect from an excruciating registration? I was leaving Lokoja for Ayimba on Monday. I promised my mom that I would return home on Tuesday. I was offered admission into Kogi State University, KSU for short. I already made the mental conclusion that I would be through with registration in a day. However, here I am returning to my squatting home late on Friday night. That's hilarious, isn't it? Tommy accommodated me. She was my angel. We attended the same church as kids. Seeing how exhausted I was, Tommy understood all I have been through and readily asked me to just rest while she gets me tea and noodles. My heart leaped for joy, and I tried not to show too much excitement so that I am not perceived to be a glutton. I ate up and quietly laid down to get a good night's sleep. As usual, I began to reflect on the events of the day. Thank God for Emmanuel, I said to myself. I would have returned home today without completing the registration process. I couldn't even bear the thought of going back to queue up again. I simply brushed the thought off my mind immediately. I replayed how our conversation started. I remembered how I stood motionless, famished with stress written all over me from head to toe, and then a guy walked up to me and introduced himself as Emmanuel. I am Emmanuel, aka Emmy. Okay, came my sharp response, as if to say, hey guy, I'm not called out for all this crap. But the next statement he made changed everything. Can I stay on the queue for you while you go sit under the shade and get something to eat? Wow, this is God sent, I said to myself. Why not? I don't mind. Thank you very much, came my reply. I sat down, gulping down a bottle of Coke and my favorite snack, Gala. I was grateful to God for this timely intervention. I may have fainted from having to stand and struggle to maintain my position on the queue. Everyone was aggressive, and they had obvious reasons. The registration process was tedious, so everyone wanted to be done with it and return home. Emmy ended up completing all of the registration for me. He walked to me and sat close enough to hear me, but far enough to keep a reasonable distance. And then he said, in KSU, you must be strong during registration, ready to push and stand your ground, else you will not leave on time. I nodded in agreement, not having enough strength to talk too much. As he continued to speak, I realized he had a comely smile. I was too tired to see that a very handsome guy was talking to me earlier. Anyways, I shook off the thought and paid attention to what he was saying. And now it's getting sweeter. I am now used to KSU, more like KSQ, as students fondly call her. In KSU, students queue up for everything. So for the fun of it, students call school KSQ instead of KSU. In 2 weeks' time, I had gotten myself more acquainted with school life and its environs. I had also gotten my own accommodation. The day I moved in, I was so excited. I was already becoming a burden to Tommy and our roommates. I will forever be grateful to her for being an angel to me. I was too tired, so I decided to put my room in order. I was emptying my bag when I saw the invite Emmy, my KSU angel, gave me. It was an invitation to the Lighthouse Fellowship. the largest campus fellowship and the happiest people according to what was written on the flyer. As for me, FCS was a fellowship I had in mind. However, I felt it wouldn't be bad to honor his invitation, at least for the fact that he helped me. Anyways, after several attempts to identify the venue, I eventually got to the fellowship venue. I sat through and listened to the preacher that evening. I was astonished by the word that came to me. It was as if I was just knowing Christ. The message was on appetite. I prayed earnestly for the grace not to allow my appetite to get the better of me. I was so touched that the prayer time seemed insufficient to drive home my heart cry. I made the resolve to press further in prayer when I get home. Soon enough, announcement was on. I was trying to see if I would see Emmy when a call for first timers was made. I stood up, and as far as I was concerned, the welcome was second to none. There and then, I made up my mind that as long as I was in KSU, Lighters was going to be my fellowship. The person taking the announcement asked us to take our seat while the president was called up for a very important briefing that would not take time. While that was on, my phone began to vibrate. I reached out for my phone when I realized the voice behind the microphone seemed familiar. I raised my head, ignoring the phone, now that it was completely silent. Sorry, I was stuttering. I raised my head, ignoring the phone, now that it was completely silent. Lo and behold, Emmy was standing behind the pulpit. Woo! I said to myself, wow, he must be the president of a campus fellowship. It definitely took the leading of the Holy Spirit for him to have come to my rescue the other day. While I watched him talk, I had an unusual admiration for him. There was something different about him. He spoke with confidence and depth. He addressed the fellowship on the need to go all out to invite new students to the fellowship. He admonished Lighters to be sensitive. He admonished Lighters to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, especially when he gives an instruction to help out or lend a helping hand. It may just be the key that will unlock people's hearts for them to come to fellowship. He emphasized the fact that there are wolves out there who are incessantly on the search for new students to take advantage of. He explained the importance of diverting new students to fellowship by the demonstration of love and kindness. How true it was, my coming to Lighters was simply because of his kind gesture the other day. And today, we've come to the end of today's episode. Kindly note that the entire story is fictional. If in any way it looks like your story, we were not trying to share your story, this is completely fictional. My name is June Anuluwa. Pardon my stuttering humor while you listened. Anyways, I'd like to have your feedback. I'd like to know what you think so far. Watch out for my next episode. Yeah, the title again is The Fish in My Soup. How is this story going to end? We'll find out soon. Bye.